Oh boy, and good morning to you. This is Fish and Frank, and it's time for Radio Fishing. Yes, indeedy. Another one of these audio gems that I just don't know how people lived without them before. But you don't have to do it anymore because we're here. It's Radio Fishing. We have Captain Brian Ball with us this morning. And we're going to talk about where to go and what to do today with the weather changes and all that. And because it's been a little different. We started out with a fantastic fishing season. And it's got down to, what would you say, almost mediocre right now?
Yeah, at best. It's been a struggle out there. We're still managing to catch plenty of fish, but it's definitely not as easy as we'd like it to be. You know, there's a lot of small fish around. To catch any good quality fish, you really got to put a lot of time in right now.
Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of different captains and doing a lot of interviews, and it seems to be the general story. It couldn't have been better a week or two ago, and now you're working for them. It's not like go out and catch a bunch of fish. You're going to go out, you're going to catch some, but what's on your mind for today? What's your target fish?
The people I have today are looking to catch a few fish to eat, so we're going to focus on redfish and trout. I know the last show I talked with you, it was kind of a similar situation as far as, you know, cooler weather, lower water, fishing potholes and stuff like that. We're going to actually have a little bit more water today. Yesterday we had a good south wind, so it obviously filled up the bay, and we had plenty of water yesterday, whereas it's kind of swung and blowing out of the north today.
That's what's supposed to drop the temperature down, is that north wind. You know, when we have those south winds, we get warm and humid. It's pulling all that air out of the tropics coming up to us. And now it's going to be pulling all that air, you know, from Canada, throwing it down at us. And, you know, I keep telling them, Canadians, when you come down, really enjoy that you're here. But empty your pockets first. Don't bring this cold with you, you know?
Yep. Yeah, we were spoiled pretty much all through the fall and even this winter with having plenty of bait around. You know, we weren't having to resort to shrimp fishing, but we're pretty much there now. That bait fishing is over with. I did find the day before yesterday more of the quality redfish that we were catching were on cut bait, but it was just like, you know, watching paint dry, honestly. You were sitting there for 10-15 minutes in the same sand hole knowing that there's fish there, and then they would just peck at it, and finally they would eat it. It's just like you're forcing them to eat it almost.
Well, and that's one of the differences. If Brian, you're a very good captain. I mean, I know your reputation. I've been friends with you a long time, and you're good. And one of the ways you can tell a good captain is by how they adjust their techniques to the fishing around the year. Up north, you have summer and fall and spring and winter. And in the winter, it's easy to tell that you got a fish difference. The water's real hard. You know?
Yeah. Hey, you're fishing through a hole.
Yeah, if you're trying to run your boat in the winter out there, you pretty much know you're messing up. But down here, the change is just as drastic, but not as obvious.
Correct.
And so if you're going to go fishing in the winter here, you've really got to learn that what you were doing 2 days ago or a day ago, then when we get this front switch, is not going to work the next day.
Yep, I love the clients that come down, you know, late spring and, you know, have a 60, 80 snook day and everything, you know, they come down in the winter and everything looks the same. They're like, oh, it's beautiful, because they just left 4 foot of snow in front of their house. They're like, oh,
it's -2.
Exactly. They have a hard time, you know, putting their head around why it changes, because it is a little bit more subtle, you know, from a northerner's perspective.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's exactly one of the reasons that we exist and why we thrive down here, is because we try and help people get over these 5-degree change in water temperature can make all the difference in the world. So right now, what kind of cut bait are you using?
Fishing some sardines, but mostly ladyfish.
Yeah, now sardines is one of my favorite cut bait. I'm on board with that. I don't know the last time I went out with a 5-pound box of sardines on the boat, because, you know, you just rip them in half and toss them out there. Stinkiest, nastiest, oiliest, mushiest, hard to use bait in the world.
It is.
But it catches fish.
It 100% does. It works. And, you know, there are plenty of ladyfish around. The cooler temperatures actually causes them to group up. And if you get some kids on the boat, I don't know any kid that doesn't enjoy catching ladyfish. But
have you been finding there's a school around? I don't know if the commercial guys got them yet or not, but 5 pound plus ladyfish. I've been hearing of this school for quite a while and been dying to get out there. Probably the ultimate light tackle experience is a 5 pound ladyfish.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, you know, we call it a poor man's tarpon. I got a buddy down in Fort Myers. He calls it silvers. You know, he doesn't even refer to it as a ladyfish. He gets people from up north, and he considers it silvers. You know, oh, look at how pretty it is. It jumps. It's just like a tarpon.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, that's probably not a bad way to go, because the sad part about it is you get people out there, and they're having a great time. They're catching these fish, and they're jumping all over. I was sitting in Bow Bay one day, and we are consistently catching 30-inch-plus snook. About every 3 to 8 minutes, we'd hook another one. I mean, it was just one of those dream days. Not too fast, not too slow. A school of ladyfish moved in behind us. 3 to 5 plus pounds. I mean, just big fish. Not one person stayed snook fishing. Everybody. And what a nightmare for me. Me and 4 customers. And they're all hooked up with ladyfish over the boats, back and forth. Ooh. We had ladyfish poop everywhere. Ooh. Slimes and scales, lines tangled. It was a wonderfully chaotic it was perfect, but that's I'm weird way of saying that's exactly I agree with you.
Yeah, definitely.
I've only had a half a cup of coffee, so articulate I'm not. You know,
that's all right. But yeah, that's going to be our main focus today, is try to get a few redfish and trout that these folks can eat. And I'm sure.
Are you going to go behind the bar, or
I'm going to be fishing inside the bar today? Yep, we have enough wind that I'm going to be staying on the inside, I believe.
So, east side, west.
I'm fishing the east side today. 2 days ago, I fished Pine Island Sound. It was fair. A lot of small trout down there. It seemed like when you did get around the bigger trout, they were together, and you weren't catching the smaller trout mixed in. But it was a lot less fish. We did, like I said, we did catch some quality reds. They weren't the rat reds. So. Hopefully
so you're going to start on the east side, and if fall back is run like heck back over to Pine Island Sound if it don't work out.
Exactly, yep.
So you're going to have shrimp, cut ladyfish, some sardines.
That's right.
Sinkers, jig heads, line.
I fish it all in all my like cut shrimp and cut ladyfish and the sardines. I fish all that on jig heads.
Okay. So anyway, there you guys got it. Great bet today. East side behind the bar. Shrimp. Ladyfish, sardines, and the neat part about it is, have you found any place where somebody can take some kids today? We got New Year's in a couple of days. Any place they could take some kids and find some ladyfish?
Yeah, Alligator Creek out there, just to the south of it, not even a half a mile south out there, in about 6-7 foot of water, you can literally throw a jig in any direction and catch one. There's a pile of them, and they're all, you know, the 1 to 2 pounders. I haven't seen any of the 5 pounders up there, but kids,
one and twos is perfect for
one
kids.
After another. So
anyway, this is Captain Brian Ball. He's been trying to get you guys someplace you can go and somewhere you can do. Anybody you want to wish Happy New Year to?
I'd like to wish Happy New Year to my family. Got a bunch of family in town from Chicago. It's a much warmer stay. We took them.
So we have the same area lineage. I was born in Chicago.
That's right. It's where my mom's from, and her brother's down with a bunch of kids, and we're having a good time.
Well, okay. Well, Happy New Year to all Brian's family. And I guess, guys, I think the producer's waving at me. He wants me to get this wrapped up and get back to work out in the store. Robert's probably out there cussing me. So, anyway, this is Fish and Frank and Captain Brian Ball. We're wishing you a Happy New Year. It's December 30th, 2013, just for all those who didn't read the number as you clicked on it. And thank you guys so much for listening. Good morning, Canada. Good morning, Ohio. Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, everybody up there.
Stay warm.
Stay warm. And we'll be here in the nice, warm South thinking about you guys shivering just a bit. Bye-bye.